Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest. King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest. King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest.
Episode 9, The Tree Detective.
Katrine, Alf and Leofric had been in a flap about how to cross over a mountainous scrap. The knights had used Katrine's idea, she called it a no-brainer, to put knights and horses into a shipping container. Then Leofric drove a gigantic crane and swung the container across the terrain. But when Leofric shinned down the crane's slippery line, he lost hold of his grip due to oily black slime. In seconds, he landed in what he could see were the branches and leaves of a tree canopy. But way down below, tools were making their mark as they cut through the base of the tree's bark. Someone cried.
Timber!
The tree creaked and cracked, felled by a logger's chainsaw and axe. The tree toppled down as if in slow-mo.
No!
Then with a shudder and leafy shake, the tree made a final quiver and quake, and like a trampoline jump into the air, the tree's canopy bounced Leofric to safety elsewhere. He landed with foliage wrapped around his tum, twigs in his pants and a black and blue bum. He spotted the horses, Alf and Katrine, and hobbled towards them across the terrain. Alf and Katrine applauded as he drew near.
Glad you made it. You could do Olympic trampolining next year.
Yes, and Olympic crane driving too.
There isn't any Olympic crane driving. And thanks for your help. Not both of you. So what's happening here?
Logging, I fear. They're felling trees.
Well, that's easy to see. It's deforestation.
Rainforest cleared to create a palm oil plantation.
You'll be lucky to find a leaf or branch.
Might even become a cattle ranch.
To supply the world with meat.
How they get away with it's got me beat.
Alf looked ahead at a mass of tree stumps and suddenly sunk into a bit of a grump.
Any fountain we're seeking seems more and more like it's further away than we expected when we set out on our first day.
And even if around these parts it was found, just think of the miles of pipes underground. To pipe it back to a water tank, I could supply the Kingdom of Frank.
It's true. That would be a hurdle to overcome. But let's continue our search before the set of the sun.
The knights rode on, haunted with sounds of the thudding of trees as they hit the ground.
Let's head that way. I see a light. Perhaps someone with information to help us find the fountain's location.
The bold, brave three reached the spot where a jeep was parked with a flashlight on top. The jeep door opened and out stepped a stranger and introduced himself as a forest ranger. But the sight of the ranger was quite a spine chiller. They were staring straight at an enormous gorilla.
I'm a detective gorilla, crime fighter around here, a gorilla gumshoe. I do missing trees, twig napping, branch brutality, search and rescue, prevention of eco-crimes, victim support, plainclothes surveillance too, and intruders. So, who are you?
The knight's faces turned white, then a pale shade of blue. The gorilla saw Katrine's eyes look down at her sword.
Don't worry, you're not on any wanted posters. There's no reward on your heads for trespass. But you are carrying dangerous weapons, shields and swords. And you did steal a container from that mountain of scrap.
At least we reused it.
I'll endorse that.
We are Katrine, Alf, Leofric, fearless and brave-hearted.
Whoops. So scary, I farted.
Just checking your statement of fearlessness is true, and not so. So as for your motives here, well, I believe you. I work purely with logic and facts. I hope you're not here on any unlawful conquest or acts. tree trafficking carries a heavy sentence, you can be sure of that.
On our honour, that's not our mission. On this, make your decision. We are Eco Knights on a quest and of noble rank. We search for the missing Fountain of Frank. As you're a detective, perhaps you've an idea if there's ever been a trace of water around here.
I very much doubt it, and I must make it clear. I can't allow any search here. This is a crime scene as securely fenced to protect any evidence the suspect might have left behind for super sleuth like me to find. I can hardly catch my breath looking at this tragic eco-death. This, my friends, was once a tree. Another murdered mahogany.
We saw loggers back there.
I despair. It's their gang leaders I'm hunting for, before they wipe out the forest floor. See, here, stray branches stripped and hacked, the weapons used, chainsaws and axe. Tracks show the trunk was hauled through mud. Here's where they loaded up the wood.
I join my hamlet's neighborhood watch. If I see any mahogany murderers, I'll get in touch.
When the trees go, habitats disappear. With no food or shelter, creatures like me can't live here. The trees act as a carbon sink to soak all the carbon dioxide in. That stops masses of greenhouse gases. So remember what trees are worth. They are the lungs of the earth.
Good sir, detective on crime narrative verse, on deforestation and worse. I ask for permission as Princess Aquiline's poet to add that to my quest poem, if you will allow it.
Of course. Tell your kingdom through the power of rhyme about what is happening with dastardly eco-crimes. We can only hope those tree fellas have not found and sold your fountain of water for silver or gold. Wait. I've just had a thought of how I might assist. Here's another idea to add to your list of how to progress your H2O quest. I have something for you. Put its power to the test.
The detective went back to his jeep and searched in a pile of stuff knee-deep.
Do you know what this is, Knightley 3?
A twig? A fork twig from a tree?
Well deduced, Alf. What great detection.
Well, he's heading in the right direction. It's a dowsing twig, which detectives have found can often find water well underground. Hold each end of the fork gently in each hand and wander with it across the land. If it starts to twitch and turns to the ground, then perhaps it's the Fountain of Frank you found.
Let's give it a go.
Nothing to lose.
With thanks, we'll press on. Good luck with your clues.
The knights left that deforested dark domain and took to forest tracks again. Leofric held the dowsing twig.
Let's hope this thing points to where we might dig. I thought I felt it giving a twitch, but it pointed to nothing except a dry ditch.
Come on, Leofric. Can we believe we'll find it with a dowsing twig?
I believe the gorilla. Alf believed too.
But right at that moment, out of the blue and right on cue, as Leofric held the twig up in the air, a bird grabbed it for a nest build and was well out of there.
Hey! Oh, no! Not another bad end to the day.
Well, that's just great.
Onwards, my friends. It's getting late. We should be happy that bird will build a nest. Could be a good omen for our eco-quest.
But torrential rain and an oncoming flood made the going much harder through marshes and mud. Then out of the forest, a mysterious form stealthily plodded through the storm. And in the blur of wind-tossed leaves and rain, a deep, gruff voice cried out in pain.
Whoever you are, turn back, return, or burn.
King Frank and the Knights of the EcoQuest is a Soundscape production for Fun Kids, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
King Frank and the Knights of the EcoQuest.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the Bigger and Better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.